It is Tuesday, May 7th. Today, how curvy is the font you're using in your product ads? It could make a difference. Also, TikTok isn't going down without a fight. How Amazon wants to close the funnel gap. And Google removes one of its oldest features. I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing. TikTok is taking legal action against the U.S. government, challenging a recent law that could ban the app unless its Chinese owners, ByteDance, sell it. The lawsuit was filed this morning and argues that the law infringes on the First Amendment rights of its users. TikTok says the legislation, which requires a sell-off in 9 months, is unconstitutional. It says not only is selling the app not possible, given Beijing's stance against selling critical operational technology, but that the law also targets a platform that many American businesses rely on. Legal experts say this case could reach the U.S. Supreme Court. The outcome could set a precedent regarding the government's ability to regulate international tech companies on national security grounds. The American Civil Liberties Union and other advocacy groups have also expressed opposition to the law, so all signs point to a pretty fierce legal battle ahead. TikTok's lawsuit comes amid debate over security risks posed by the app and its immense influence on pop culture. The company says it's taking action to address concerns. It is separating U.S. user data and claims to be strengthening content control. And so today's trivia question, what was TikTok's Chinese sister app called before it was renamed to Douyin? Was it A.me, VideoStar, ClipSync, Lucky You, or Vibe Video? We'll have the answer in tomorrow's episode. Yesterday's trivia question, what was the original concept of YouTube when it was founded? It turns out it was originally a video dating site. When we asked that in our newsletter, 62% of people got that wrong. When launching a new line of chocolate cookies, choosing the right font might be as crucial as the recipe itself. Some research recently highlighted by the ARI newsletter has found that for products meant for pleasure, like chocolates, fonts with rounded edges significantly enhance consumer appeal. The insight comes from a series of experiments where so-called pleasure products advertised with rounded fonts were preferred over those with sharp-edged fonts by up to 26%. But the shape of the font becomes less critical when the product's main appeal is its functionality, like tools or insect-repellent candles. Consider brands that sell utility: Microsoft, Dell, Gillette, all companies that use angular product fonts. In these cases, consumers either didn't seem to have a preference one way or the other, or the difference was tiny. So why does this rounded font effect happen? The researchers say rounded fonts make products seem friendly and engaging. There were some limitations to the study. First, it looked at how people viewed a brand or product. It didn't measure how a font choice affected sales. It also didn't study other ways of formatting fonts, like using bolds or italics, and the study didn't look at products targeting specific genders. This could result in some differences, since masculine products often use sharp, angular typefaces. The paper was published in the Psychology and Marketing Journal. It's called The Role of Typeface Curvature in Increasing Preference Toward Hedonic Products. Amazon's ads division is rolling out new ad formats for Prime Video. First, the lineup includes shoppable carousel ads, a sliding lineup of products that viewers can add to their cart using most remotes. These ads pause the content, giving viewers time to interact and then resume once they're done. Additional formats like interactive pause ads and brand trivia ads are also on their way across Prime Video TV shows, movies, and live sports. Like they sound, pause ads activate when viewers press pause, displaying translucent ads overlaid with options like add to cart and learn more. Brand trivia ads engage users with fun facts and the chance to shop directly, gather more information, or claim rewards like Amazon shopping credits, all from their remote control. The ad tier of Prime Video, which was launched back in January, initially included just standard pre-roll and mid-roll ads. But Amazon's been trying to get further down the funnel than the basic brand awareness consideration ads. These shopping ads, which take place without needing to switch to another device, do help marketers get further down funnel. You may have noticed when Googling well, anything in the last couple of years, that it seems like your results end up coming from some unlisted page on a major news publisher's site written as a sales listicle. To me, Forbes and People were the big shockers. Why do they both have pages riddled with affiliate links trying to sell 37 different models of food processors? Well, last night, Google began enforcing its new site reputation abuse policy, which it designed partially to respond to these kinds of sites. Some people call this practice parasitic SEO. Quoting SE Roundtable, quote, "It seems some large reputable sites were hit by this update, including CNN, USA Today, the LA Times, Fortune, the Daily Mail, and many more. Google specifically targeted these sites using manual actions, where Google manually took actions on these sites and notified them of these actions with a message in Google Search Console. These are not algorithmic actions," unquote. Which to me makes it sound like they had a list of these sites that they were ready to go after and then just pulled the switch yesterday. All that to say, if you have these kinds of pages on your site, it might be worth checking your Search Console a little more often over the next couple of days to make sure that you too are not caught in this net. Meta now lets most Instagram accounts cross-post their content to Threads, the company's Twitter challenger. This is opt-in, and you can disable the cross-posting toggle anytime you like. This is, of course, a quick way to get your brand's content more eyeballs. But a couple of things to note if you're considering it. First, this applies only to images from the main feed. Your Instagram videos and reels won't cross over. Any hashtags you have on your Instagram post will be converted to plain text when it lands on Threads. That's because Threads doesn't really use hashtags in the traditional sense. It lets you apply a single topic tag to a post. If this sounds familiar, it's because earlier in the year, they started testing cross-posting from Facebook to Threads. This wasn't always seen as a positive, as many brands and people consider the platforms for two different purposes. And finally, one of the telltale signs that a news anchor really didn't understand the internet was when they introduced a story by mentioning the raw hit count of a Google search. You know, when they would say something like, "Google says there are 92,612,000 pages about anorexia." No, that's not what that meant. Still, that number was an interesting, if not particularly useful, metric to look at. Some people used it to see how many pages Google had indexed from a particular website, though Google reps have always said that's not a particularly accurate measure. But now, you can't, because Google has removed that number from the search results page. You can still get to it if you really need to for some reason. You will now find it buried under the Tools menu at the top of the page. Don't forget, this week only, the premium podcast is on sale for 50% off. That means you'll get no ads whatsoever. And it's got a bunch of other stuff that's quite handy. The premium podcast has audio chapters, which means that you can jump directly to a story you're interested in by just tapping it in your podcast app. It's better audio quality. We've negotiated deals with marketing platforms to give you discounts there too. If you want to check it out, just go to todayindigital.com/halfoff. That's H-A-L-F-O-F-F. The sale ends at the end of the week, and if you've been around here long, you know we rarely put this on sale. So again, the ad-free premium podcast is on sale at todayindigital.com/halfoff, or just tap the link at the top of the show notes. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.